Hi, welcome to another Music, Movies, and More podcast. I'm Mike Lane. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. Or on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And feel free to subscribe, comment, share, do all that. And you can email me as well at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com. I will respond if you have any questions or comments. So, this podcast is about breaking down the songs on My Chemical Romance's album, The Black Parade. I plan to show what their musical influences are, or what I think their musical influences are. I'm not completely sure. This is where they're getting the ideas from these songs from, but if I had to bet, I would definitely choose the songs that I'm choosing. So, and by no means am I accusing My Chemical Romance of stealing. Quite the contrary, I am pointing out what I think are their specific influences for certain songs and how they use those influences so well. And I also hope to expose more people to this awesome album and the brilliant work that inspired it. So I'm also just going to analyze the music and not the lyrics right now, and the lyrics are definitely an idea for sometime down the road to just analyze those lyrics for another podcast. So enough of my yakking, let's boogie, and we're going to start at the beginning, which is a song called The End. So The End uses influences of two songs. The first song that it uses, and that's at the beginning of The End, is a song by David Bowie called 5 Years, and it's from the Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars album. And then when The End kicks in, when it gets heavy, it is inspired by the song In the Flesh from Pink Floyd's album The Wall. If anybody listening has never heard of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars or The Wall, buy these albums right away. And I say buy because, sure, David Bowie's estate now, and the surviving members of Pink Floyd are beyond rich, but I think the principle behind buying music is lost, and it makes music, believe it or not, more valuable when you buy it. So that's my rant. But if you can't buy it, please do yourself a favor and listen to these albums. These albums are legendary and they're brilliant. And if you're a fan of My Chemical Romance like me, they are definitely an influence on this. And so some of the similarities amongst these three albums are all three are concept albums. So concept albums are when the songs on the albums are connected to form a narrative or connected to form a story. So there's a beginning of the story, there's an end of a story. The Black Parade is about a guy with cancer facing death. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars is about a messianic space alien coming down to Earth. And the world's going to end as well. So it's about all these things going on. And The Wall is about a rock star who isolates himself. The music, the lyrics, and the actual stories are fantastic on all three albums. And I find myself, these are some of my favorite albums, and I find myself being drawn to concept albums, albums with a story. And a little fun fact is that all three of these songs open each of these albums. So coincidence or not, I still find that it's kind of cool. So we're going to start by playing a snippet from the song The End, and then I will play a snippet from the song 5 Years. So you're going to see some, or at least hope, see some similarities. Hopefully I'm not the only one seeing this. So check this out.
Now come on, come all to this tragic affair. Wipe off that makeup.
Guy wept and told us was really dying.
So I know it's just a little snippet, but it's the dun-dun-dun. And when you actually play the songs back-to-back, you can play the end over 5 years and actually sing along to it, and it kind of makes sense. It's the same time, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. The acoustic guitar is there, and there are some of the same melodies in that. So I think it was done as a tribute in mind. So that's the first snippet, so now I'm going to play another snippet.
So throw on the black dress, mix in with the lot. You might wake up and notice you're someone you're not. If you look in the mirror and don't like what you see, you can find out firsthand what it's like to be. Girl my age went off ahead. Hit some tiny children. If the black hadn't pulled her off, I'd think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm.
Playing these songs, it just makes me want to hear the whole songs instead of the snippets. But yeah, so what caught my attention after listening to the Black Parade over and over and hearing Ziggy Stardust a billion times, it was the down, 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 down.
And we're starting to see similarities of the two songs at the beginning. It's the same kind of vibe, and it's the same kind of melody.
The end doesn't end just at the acoustic part. It really kicks in, and the electric guitars come in, and it made for a really great live moment when this was performed live. Let me just go off on a tangent, and I'll tell you about my My Chemical Romance live experience. I saw them at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, so it's an arena. It was a sold-out show, about 20,000 people, and it was the Black Parade Tour, and they performed the entire album in order from beginning to end. So the show opens with the end, so the lights go out, and you can see this on YouTube, but the lights go out, and you don't see anything on the stage. There's like a couple of flashes here and there. And all of a sudden, this stretcher, this gurney, gets wheeled out on the stage. And then the song kicks in, the beginning, the acoustic part of the end. And you hear Gerard's voice going. And then while he's singing, a figure rises from the gurney. There was a sheet over the figure, and the figure rises up, and it's Gerard. And as soon as Gerard moves, the whole entire audience just roars. Just everybody just started screaming. And then when the electric guitars kicked in and the songs got really heavy, the curtain opened up and the rest of the band came up to the front of the stage, and it just drove the crowd nuts. And then they started with the album from beginning to end. So it was a really great opening for a really great show. And then after they did the Black Parade, they performed other songs from it was just songs from Three Cheers from Sweet Revenge. They didn't do anything from their first album, whose name escapes me right now. But, so just a great, intense, exciting live moment from a great band. So anyway, so the end kicks in, the electric guitars come in. And I think when it might have been the first listen, or definitely the first few listens, I immediately caught the influence from In the Flesh, from The Wall. It's the same vibe and the same kind of melody, like the cadence of the guitar, I guess, if that's the right way to use the phrase, and the melody of it really brought out In the Flesh from The Wall. So now you're going to hear these two songs back to back.
We'll be right back.
show. To feel the warmth, real of confusion, that space cadet glow.
And they got the oohs in there. You know, in the middle of the end, it's like, ooh, ooh. And same thing within the flesh. In after the electric guitars subside within the flesh, you hear the oohs in the background and kind of like the doo-wop influence. It's like, again, they sound similar, and My Chemical Romance, they're not stealing. They're using their influences, and they're making it their own, but at the same time paying tribute with of the great songs and the great albums that came before them. Such brilliant, awesome work. And all three of these albums I can just listen to over and over and over again.
The next clips, excuse me, the next clips I want to compare are the ends of both songs. So the end of the end, the part where it's, come on, come on, come on, I said, save me, get me the hell out of here, and save me, and then it goes, too young to die, and my dear, and so on and so on. The end of the song, the save me in the end is very much comparable to the end of the song 5 Years, where Bowie sings, I'm just pulling it up right now, where Bowie sings, we've got 5 years, what a surprise, we've got 5 years, my brain hurts a lot, we got 5 years, that's all we got. So listen to My Chemical Romance, to Gerard singing Save Me, and listen to David Bowie singing 5 years, and compare Save Me, Get Me the Hell Out of Here, to 5 years, Stuck on My Eyes, 5 years, What a Surprise, so on and so forth. Think? I think it's similar enough to realize where they got their influences, but different enough to be their own thing, to be original.
So that was the end, and this is the end of the end, and I'm just going to release these podcasts. I'm going to make a podcast for each song that I analyze. One, it kind of shortens it for those with short attention spans, and two, if I released all the songs all at once, it would take me forever to try and get it done, because I work, you know, I work, my time is limited, and I'm not really the best editor, so I'm still trying to figure out how to edit GarageBand as well. So this is just the way to do it, and I kind of like just releasing this in a slow drip. So, as of right now, the songs that I'm going to do, I'm going to do The Sharpest Lives, The Black Parade, Mama, Teenagers, and the hidden track, which is called Blood, I believe. So those are the songs that really stood out as far as where they get their influence. If I figure out the influences for other songs, or if you have ideas where they got influences from the other songs, send me a tweet, send me an email, comment away, and I hope to hear from you. Once again, I'm at Mike Lane Act on Twitter. That's MikeLaneAct. Mike Lane Actor on Facebook. And I love how I say actor. And I'm at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com if you want to email from me. So hope to hear from you and enjoy listening. And hopefully I'll release the next song sometime soon. All right, bye.